This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Climate change threatening food security and women's health in Everest region. 115th International Women's Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, among other dignitaries, give their best wishes. And more than 300,000 houses without power as a tropical storm edges closer to Australia's east coast, lashing the region with heavy rain. Now the news in detail. Climate change is having a devastating crop yields in the Everest region, with traditional wheat, barley and buckwheat production plummeting. Farmers say erratic weather, rising temperatures, unseasonal rains and droughts have made farming nearly impossible, leading them to abandon once fertile lands. They said that the crop did not grow sufficiently anymore, forcing a halt to cultivation. A drop in local food output has sparked a nutrition crisis, severely affecting women and children. Health workers caution that pregnant women's health is deteriorating due to poor diets, increasing risk for newborns. They highlight malnutrition as a growing concern tied to scarce local food supplies. Melting snow, worsened by climbers' waste and shrinking water sources, deepen the crisis. Authorities emphasize that climate-resilient farming and targeted health initiatives are urgently needed to address the escalating food insecurity and environmental damage. The 115th International Women's Day is being celebrated today with various programs across the world, including Nepal. The theme for the day this year is For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality and Empowerment. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is holding a special program today, while women's organizations affiliated with various political parties have been organizing different events for Women's Day today. The day is observed every year on 8th of March, commemorating the economic, political and social achievements of women working in various fields around the world, while also advocating for enhanced women's empowerment, elimination of gender inequality and violence. Meanwhile, in a message today, President Ramchandra Paurel has said that the principle of proportional inclusion adopted by the Constitution has proven to be a milestone in establishing meaningful representation and leadership of women in the political, social, economic, cultural and educational sectors. The President has also called for more effective and creative programs to eliminate harmful practices that increase the incidence of physical and mental violence against women and girls. In a similar message, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav has stressed on the need to run awareness campaigns about gender equality and women's rights for the general public. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended best wishes to one and all on the occasion of International Women's Day. Similarly, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Dewa, called for collective efforts to end violence against women and all other obstacles on women empowerment. In a congratulatory message on the occasion of International Women's Day 2025 today, Minister Dr. Rana said, even at present, women continue to face various sorts of discrimination and violence. Acknowledging the progress achieved in the country regarding women's rights, the minister, however, said that basic needs of Nepali citizens were still unaddressed compared to those of the developed nations. Likewise, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire and National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Daha have also issued separate statements extending their best wishes to all women and girls on the occasion of International Women's Day. Controlled fires are being carried out in Chitwan National Park to prevent forest fires. A team, including park employees and the Nepal Army personnel, are involved in the controlled bushfires inside the park premises. Information officer of the park, Abhinash Thapa Magar, said controlled fires were set on flammable materials in the grassland, which would help avoid the problem of uncontrolled forest fires later in the season. Controlled forest fire burns grass that is not eaten by the wild animals, and when controlled fires are set ablaze in grasslands, new grass grows, making it easier for animals to graze. Out of the 10,000 hectares of grassland in the park, 300 hectares of grassland have been managed with controlled fires so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. More than 300,000 houses are without power as a tropical storm edges closer to Australia's east coast, lashing the region with heavy rain. Storm Alfred has been downgraded from a cyclone to a tropical low, but local authorities have warned that the threat it poses is not over. Violent winds have already downed trees and power lines, with roads flooded in low-lying areas as the storm approaches landfall. Alfred is forecast to hit the coast near Brisbane before moving further inward later today. Tens of thousands of people have been told to evacuate from the storm's path, while others have been urged to stay indoors. 4 million people across Queensland and northern New South Wales are in the firing line of the storm, with dozens of weather warnings in place across both areas. The White House is considering multiple measures to restrict Chinese artificial intelligence company DeepSeek due to national security concerns, according to the Wall Street Journal. According to sources familiar with the matter who spoke to the Wall Street Journal, officials are particularly worried about how the Chinese company handles user data, which DeepSeek acknowledges is stored on the servers in China. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration will likely implement a rule prohibiting the download of DeepSeek's chatbot applications on U.S. government devices. The Wall Street Journal reports based on information from people familiar with the discussions. Officials are concerned that DeepSeek hasn't adequately explained its data collection practices, including how it uses the information and who can access it. According to the Wall Street Journal, the administration is also exploring two additional potential restrictions: a complete ban on the DeepSeek app from the U.S. app stores and limitations on how American cloud service providers can offer DeepSeek's AI models to their customers. Sources close to the matter told the Wall Street Journal these discussions remain in preliminary stages. The restrictions being considered by the Trump administration are separate from a bipartisan bill introduced in Congress last month that calls for banning the app from federal government devices. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, sporadic to light rainfall is occurring at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. This is due to partial influence of a westerly low-pressure system. Later this afternoon, the weather in hilly areas of Kosi will be partly to generally cloudy, while the weather in hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki will be partly cloudy to mainly fair. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Climate change threatening food security and women's health in Everest region. 115th International Women's Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, among other dignitaries, give their best wishes. And more than 300,000 houses without power as a tropical storm edges closer to Australia's east coast, lashing the region with heavy rain. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.